Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rosner. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rosner learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rosner. Shir 1 is sponsored by the Smith family in honor of the safety of three chayalim currently fighting on the front lines, Yoshua ben Tamar, Avram Yitzhak ben Tamar, and Amitai Moshe ben Noah, and for all of our chayalim currently fighting in the IDF.
Okay, this is the opening shir for Hilchos Shabbos for the Tzorba Merabanan project, the project that is trying to spread halacha throughout the world through the different topics that have been going on through Arachayim, Yaradeya, and then Arachayim. And this is the first of the Hilchos Shabbos shiurim. The shir will be a companion with the Tzorba Merabanan Sfarim that have been coming out, volume number 16. The first shir, the first topic that is discussed there are related to the Asays of Shabbos. The first volume here talks about the Asays, getting ready for Shabbos, Halakas Neiros, Tfilas of Friday night, Kiddush, Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargum, and the like. So we will start, B'ez Hashem, with the pre-Shabbos, and I will be referring to various sources as we go through the Tzorba Merabanan packet. I'll be bringing in some other sources. We won't be reading every source or going through every one, but it will generally be following the guidelines and the structure that is given in the Tzorba Merabanan Sefer, volume number 16. So we start this year. Hopefully, we'll be able to cover four different topics having to do with getting ready for Shabbos. Number one, getting halachas relating to Erev Shabbos, even before that, halachas are preparing for Shabbos mamish on Friday, eating meals on Friday, performing malacha, and traveling on Friday. Everything having to do with before Shabbos, that is what we'll discuss today. One note, just by way of introduction, the Aruch HaShulchan notes at the beginning of his commentary on Hilchos Shabbos, that if you think about it, it's interesting. The Gemara tells us in two places that Shabbos is called a Matana Tova. Shabbos is called a special gift that was given to Bnei Yisrael. And the question is, why is Shabbos called the gift? You know, there are, many gifts, right? Maybe Pesach should be a gift, and Sukkah should be a gift, and Purim should be a gift. Only Shabbos. Why is Shabbos dafka called the Matana, unlike all the other holidays? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, if you think about it, all other holidays, right, does it make sense that the Romans don't celebrate Sukkot, and that the Egyptians don't celebrate Pesach, and that all holidays are historical events that we commemorate, and therefore it makes sense that it only applies to Bnei Yisrael, because it's our ancestors that went through it, and our ancestors that laid the groundwork for us to celebrate. But Shabbos is Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. Shabbos, one would think, All people, all human beings could be connected to Shabbos, and maybe should keep Shabbos because it's Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. And yet, not only do only Jews have to keep Shabbos, but Jews are the only ones that are allowed to keep Shabbos, right? No other nation is allowed to keep Shabbos. Why? Theoretically, it could apply to all people. That shows that it's a Matana Tova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Bnei Yisrael because I want to be connected to you. I want to be with you. This is a special sign, a special os b'ni v'nechem. And that's why on Shabbos morning only, not on Yontif morning, we have a line in our davening, V'lo nesato l'goyeh ha'aratzos, V'lo nechalto l'ovdei v'silim. Thank you for not giving this to the other nations, because theoretically Shabbos could have been given to the other nations, but it wasn't. So that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. And when we come to the Shabbos, we recognize that it's something unique for us. Just one other point by way of introduction. We know there's a minhag to say Shalom Aleichem on Friday night, based on the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, that Malachim accompany us home every Friday night, and when the table is set and the candles are lit and everything is looks great, so the Malachim say, Yehi Ratzon, the Malach Tov says, the Yehi Ratzon should be like this, it should be like this next week. So we say Shalom Aleichem, Boachem L'Shalom, Barchuni L'Shalom, some even, most of Klal Yisrael says, and then we say Tzeischem L'Shalom. So it's interesting. Tzeischem L'Shalom, we want the Malachim to leave. Right. So I remember years ago, there was about probably 35 years ago, I had a conversation with someone who said, oh yeah, we don't say Teiskim L'Shalom. We don't say Teiskim L'Shalom because we don't want the Malachim to leave. I'm like, how could you not say Teiskim L'Shalom? You can't just knock out a minhag of Klal Yisrael. Even if we don't understand it fully, I'm sure there's a reason. So at that time, I didn't know of any basis. So the Chida, I think, says, it means we don't know when the Malachim are going to leave. So we just say, when you leave, you should have a Teiskim L'Shalom. But I think it was the Shemi Shmuel who quoted that the Malachim are here and they're accompanying us. But when we come to the Shabbos table, it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even the Malachim, we bid farewell. Tzeischem L'Shalom, thank you for walking us home. But now it's time for just Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And that's how we get into Hilchos Shabbos. So we start off talking about everything that has to do with pre-Shabbos. So we'll start off with the halacha, interesting halacha. The Gemara quotes it in Shabbos Daf Yotes. Again, and now we go through the order of the sources. The Gemara tells us in Yotes that you have it there at source number one. Atana Rabbanan, Eimaf Liga B'Svina Pachat B'Shlosh Yomim Kodim L'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos. Most Rishonim say that means already from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There's a gra that says maybe it means Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. The 3 days include Shabbos, but most assume that it's from Wednesday. You can't go on a boat within 3 days before Shabbos. But medvar mamurim ledvar reshus, that's only if you're just going for your own purposes. Aval ledvar mitzvah shapar dam. If you're going for a mitzvah, you can even get in a boat on Friday. What's the issue here? It's amazing that the Gemara does not say what is the potential problem here. So there are at least three or four suggestions by the Rishonim. What exactly is the problem? And we have to know what the problem is because the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Chesef Aleph quotes, Mutar lahaflig b'sfina afilu be'erev Shabbos. One is allowed to go on a boat even on Friday. Im holich l'dvar mitzvah. But if you're going for a dvar mitzvah, you can go eat on a Friday. But if you're not on going for a dvar mitzvah, you're going for a dvar reshus, you can't go Wednesday and beyond, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Why not? Why not? So you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Hakdama to the Siman, Reish Mem Ches, unusual. The Mishnah Berurah does not have too many Hakdamos, introductions to Simanim. Usually just gives the commentary to the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes three of the Shitas in the Rishonim. Yesh Omrim, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hatam. Shema Yitztarecha Yisrael Lassos Malacha Ba'atzma B'Shabbos. If you go into the boat, then what's going to happen when Shabbos comes? Maybe you're going to have to end up, because of Pikuach Nefesh, you're going to end up have to do Malacha on Shabbos on the boat in order to stay alive. So, therefore, we don't want you to put yourself into that situation. If it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then we don't look at it as if you're putting yourself into the situation. You don't have to think about Shabbos yet. The first 3 days of the week are connected to the previous Shabbos. But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right, that's connected to the following Shabbos. So that's when you already have to start thinking, hey, if I do this, I might, this is putting myself into a situation where I'm going to have to be doche isurin. This is a huge topic in the Rishonim and a few sugyas. Knisa l'matzav shel dochias isurin. Going into a situation where I know that I'm going to have to rely on the heter of pikuach nefesh in the future. So if I can prevent that, so that's what that's number one. That's number one. So I might have to violate, or maybe other people are going to have to violate for me in terms of dealing with the boat. So that is number one reason. That's the balamor actually on that gemara. The Rif has a different reason. The Rif says no, because it takes a couple of days to get used to the boat, right? In terms of the seasickness and the waves and the bouncing of the boat. So after 3 days, you're used to it already. So it's a bittul of Oneg Shabbos. You can't go on the boat so late in the week because a bittul of Oneg Shabbos. To call Gimel Yom HaRishonim Yishlem Tsar Machmas Nianua Hasvina, because the shaking of the boat, Shegufo Mishtaber, it's all shaking. And therefore, Maybe it stinks. He also says, or you just have to get used to the environment. So maybe that's why you can't go on it. And then Yesh Omrim, then he quotes Tosfos. Tosfos quotes, maybe this is somehow connected to the Gzeira of Shut. You're not allowed to go on a raft because you might come to build a raft. So here also, if you go on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos, so that's included in that Gzeira. Okay, three different ideas that are mentioned. Some say it also has to do with the issue of Tchum, putting yourself in a situation where you might go outside the Tchum. So this is in the Shulchan Aruch. The question is, what about Bizman HaZeh? Bizman HaZeh, do the reasons apply? Maybe on a cruise you don't feel it right when you get on, so maybe there's the reason of the rift doesn't apply, and that's the reason the Shulchan Aruch quotes. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the reason in this Ibn Reish Mem Chesiv Beis, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the reason of the rift, but the other Rishonim also say their dais. The question is, what about Bezman Hazeh? So you might say, this is a quote from Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg at source number 4, that we have a principle, Maseches Beitza, Avo Bishabat Latam Lo Bat Latakana. Sometimes if there's a din drabanan, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, we might still say the din applies. Right, even if the reason might not apply. So maybe here, maybe if the reason doesn't apply, you know, maybe it's something that I have to take into account. But he quotes, there are kulas. Remember that Vilna Gaon? The Gemara says, yeah, at least have an extra day kula, because maybe it starts on Thursday, Wednesday is not included. You know, maybe if it's going to dock before Shabbos, that's also not a problem. But this is definitely a background. The issue comes up, Lamaisa, though, what if you have... you go on a boat and you know getting on that there are going to be Jewish workers, right? What if it's a cruise from Israel? What if you know that most of the workers are non-Jewish and it's a huge cruise ship and most of the work they're doing is for the non-Jews anyway, then there's less of a problem. But if there are Jewish workers, Ramosha Feinstein has more of a makel approach in the Chuvas and Arachaim and Aleph Sadi Beis. You have in there source number 5. Sha'af Shehem lo yasu malacha ha'yavar al hanom mi malachas Shabbos sha'avar. So he says, Alzeh horesi shalom chamer zeh mi malacha mamish shem hiflig ba'alef beis gimel mutter api yadua shi'ach rabbi kuach nefesh. He has more of a more makel opinion, but if you look in Rav Avadia, in the Chavadas Vav Tez Zayin, he is very strong. Anios Yisraelios. Right, Jewish boats. Shakabarnit v'tzeves ha'ovdim rubam kegulam Yehudim. Most of the workers are Jewish. Ve'mamshichim bedarkam b'nesia b'Shabbos. And when Shabbos comes, they keep going. They keep going as if it's weekday. Av shadavar korapasiyas malachas rabos b'Shabbos. Even though there are many malachas being done. Ve'lomrocha yecholim lahatil ogen etzel namal misuyam miknisas ha'Shabbos atzei Shabbos. That's a very important point, Rav Avadia. Is it pikuach nefesh? They could put the anchor down. They could stop the boat. They could go into the nearest port and stay there from before Shabbos till after Shabbos. Ein shum sakana nishkefes lambakach. There's no sakana. Nearest shetzorach lihimana milan soabohen. So Rav Avadia says, I definitely think that this is a problem. And he quotes from the Lubavitch Rebbe, the Kfar Ha'ad Rabbi Lubavitch. Pirsim chavez das etzel rabbani eretz hakodesh. The kasef shabira de mumchem gadol. Let me check by the experts. Shame shum sakana. There's no sakana. Even if you're not by shore, you just put your anchor down in the middle of the ocean. There's no sakana, and therefore, if there are these Jewish workers here, so then it is a major problem. And the Minchas Yitzchak also, Diane Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak was a posek who was from England, and then he came to Eretz Yisrael. He says, in this case, it will be us or even from the beginning of the week. For the beginning of the week, if you know this is the situation. Kivin Shasr Lahanas Bimalachas Yisrael. Right? There's a whole issue of Maisa Shabbos. Right? Not only am I not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to get benefit from certain Malachas done on Shabbos. And if a Jew's doing it, it's more Chomer than a non-Jew. And if he's doing it, if he knows about Shabbos, it's even more Chomer. So, this is a problem that the Poskim say one has to be nervous about and wary of in this situation. Relating to this, most of us aren't going on boats, but it could definitely come up. But this issue also comes up by doing anything close to Shabbos that would make me uncomfortable on Shabbos, right? Like the Rif's reason. The Rif says, Bittel Oneg Shabbos. The Rav Avadia in the Yalkut Yosef quotes, if there's some type of procedure, some type of surgery that one needs. Oh, and they need 3 days of recuperation. So they, okay, I'll do it on a Thursday. Because then I'll have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday I'll be back to myself. That's a potential problem. Because then I'm putting myself into a situation, if I have the choice, right? I'd rather be sick on Shabbos than miss a day of work. No, Chilul Shabbos. Chilul of Oneg Shabbos. Lachain says Rav Avadia, B'nituach she'eno dachuf, kago nituach shkedim, yesh l'kovod chiz ha'shavua. Shem yisar v'lachal Shabbos. First of all, maybe you'll have to be machal Shabbos a couple of days after, or maybe you won't be feeling well. Right? Some schedule a dental appointments for the children. Right? I'll do it on a Friday because even if it hurts, no, one has to be, again, if that's the only time that the dentist has or the doctor has, this is their opening, this is their slot, you're not dafna to be machavi to do it on Shabbos, then it's okay. Then it's okay. B'di'eved, Rav Avadia says, if the operation was already done and now you have to be machal Shabbos, obviously you are. But even if that's the only option that the doctor gives you, it would be okay in the situation. The Piskei Tshuvos on that siman, Reish Mem Ches, talks about, okay, maybe boats aren't as common, but what about other forms of transportation? So the quotes, "Ubinin Nisia Berakevet V'Chashmaliot Shel Nachrim," right? Trains. Chassam Sofer laid down the law that says that even though this is not a boat, let's say I go on the train before Shabbos and I'm on it the whole Shabbos. Not appropriate, says the Chassam Sofer. Three ideas he quotes. Shari al Yabasha Yesh Isser Tchum, number one, you could be going outside the Tchum. Right, the Tchum Shabbos, if you go in between residential areas, so then there's an issue of Tchumin. Daraisa, Darabanan, not for now. Number one, issue of Tchum. Number two, he quotes, Degufo misnadneid benesia, and bitol onik Shabbos. You'll be shaking, the train will go, you'll have to hold on. What kind of onik Shabbos is that? Onik Shabbos is relaxing in your living room on the couch with a sefer. What Onik Shabbos is. This would be a bittul of Onik Shabbos, number two. And finally, number three, says the Chassam Sofer, maybe the Ramban. This Ramban is a basic Ramban that comes up over and over again in Hilchos Shabbos. The Ramban in Parshas Emor, where the Ramban says, you have it there quoted in source number 10, the Ramban is explaining a Medrash. The Medrash, the Pasuk says, Yelechem Shabbason. This is about Yontif, but it's about Shabbos too. The Medrash says, Ein li el advarim shei mishum malacha. I know you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos and Yontif. Dvarim she'mishum shvos minayin. How do you know that even shvos, that's like the word shvus. Shvus, how do you know that's also included? Tamalomar, ushmar tibas ayom hazeh, lahavi dvarim she'mishum shvus. Even shvus is aser. Say, Esther Ramban. Shvus is what we call Yisurei Durabanan on Shabbos. What is the Medrash talking about? It sounds like it's included in the Daraisa. Ainli is like a limud that sounds like it's a Daraisa. Ainli, I know malacha. How do you know shvus is included? Shvus is Durabanan, says the Ramban. Shabbos and Yontif, the Torah also says, don't do this, don't do that. And then the Torah says, create a Shabbos and Yontif environment. Yelachem Shabbason. Create the environment. And that includes even things that are not malacha. Sometimes we say it's not Shabbos dick. So, that's like extra halacha. That's not extra halacha. That's in the halacha. That's part of the mitzvah asei d'oraisa of Shabbason. The Ramban says, a person cannot violate any los asei, and he can be busy all day. Lo sheyitra kol hayom limdo ratvuos velishkol aperos. I could be measuring, I could be schlepping, I could be selling and buying and moving and cleaning, and then it would be like a regular weekday. And there won't be any malachas violated. If you don't have any laws of muksa and any laws of Isidra Rabbanan, it could be just like a regular weekday. Ramban says, that's Shabbason. Shabbason means positively create a day that's different. That's Shabbos. The Ritva quotes this in Rosh Hashanah, also Lamed Beis and Shabbos Kuf Yudalad. The Ritva obviously liked this idea of his grand Rebbe, the Ramban, right? The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran. That's the line. Says the Ramban himself, Vezeh Pirish Tov, the Yafeh. This is a good pierce. So the Chassam Sofer says, going on a train, going on those modes of transportation on Shabbos or Yantif, so that is a violation of this Ramban of Shabbason, and therefore it's an Isser Gomur, an Isser Asay, even Mida Oraisa, besides the issues of potential Tchum and the issue of Bittel Onik Shabbos. And the later postgame all quote this Chassam Sofer about any modes of transportation. Being on an airplane, but if somebody gets stuck on an airplane on Shabbos, and then they got to stay on the airplane even when you land because of issues of Tchum. If they make you get off the airplane, you get off and stay in the airport. There's not much else to do. But any type of these types of transportation, the Piskei Tshuvos quotes also, Rakeved, Rachabal, Chashmali, Nosim Ba'atzmam, even if it goes by itself, below Shum, Pu'ulas Yad Adam Klal, still, it is going to be a problem. Obviously, getting on a boat on Shabbos is a problem. Source 14, again, the cruise ships that are going the whole Shabbos, if they're huge ships with non-Jews running the ship and non-Jews on the boat, that's much less of an issue than where it is Jewishly run and Jewishly owned. That is all. Number one, that's pre-Shabbos. Next, preparing for Shabbos. A number of miscellaneous, so to speak, takanos and halachos that have to do with right before Shabbos. Here we go. So the Gemara, the Medrash tells us, and it's also Gemara Maseches Beitza, that when does preparing for Shabbos start? So we think it's preparing for Shabbos starts on Erev Shabbos. Wrong, right? Preparing for Shabbos starts on Sunday. That's why the Ramban says, and we say the Yom, right? Hayom Yom Rishon LeShabbos. We don't count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Every day is in context of Shabbos. Yom Rishon LeShabbos. Yom Sheni LeShabbos. Everything is looking forward to Shabbos. My wife has an aunt who sets up her Shabbos candles for the following week. Motzi Shabbos, she sets them up. We'll talk about this when we get to Havlakas Neiros, that maybe the husband should be the one that's setting it up. But the Medrash says, in the Mechilta, you have it there at Source 15, Lo te mone keder shacher monim, el te mone l'shem Shabbos, our days, right? There are no names of the days of the week in the Torah, because it's Yom Rishon l'Shabbos, Yom Sheni l'Shabbos. And the Gemara in Beitza tells us, beginning of the second parak, Daf Tezayin, that Shammai HaZakin had a beautiful practice, Kol Yamav HaYochel L'Kavod Shabbos. Whenever he used to see something during the week, if it was a nice food, he would say, I'm saving this for Shabbos. Saving this for Shabbos. If he found a nicer food than the first one, he'd eat the first one and save the second one. Matzah behemena, omer zula Shabbos. Matzah acheres, no himena, meniach hadashtiyah v'ochla zarishona. That's what Shammai did. Hillel azokain, he had a different midah. Midah acheres yeshbo. Shekom ma'isel l'shem Shammayim. What does that mean? Mefarshim explained that when he saw something nice, he says, you know what? I'm sure Hashem is going to send me something nicer for Shabbos. And therefore he would partake of what he found, and he would be sure that Hashem would save him something else. And the Gemara continues with a brisa, Tani Nami Hachi, Beishamai Omrim, right, that was Shammai and Hillel, so it's Beishamai, Mechad Shabbach L'Shabbosach. Mechad, from the first day. From the first day you're saving and you're working for Shabbos. Beisilel Omrim, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Beisilel says, no, every single day I could partake and I could trust. Interestingly, the poskim here quote that even though generally, of course, we pass like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, and maybe even Hillel over Shammai, here we go like Shammai. Hillel was on a very high level of bitachon. I know Hashem's going to give me another one. That's for Hillel. But really, even Hillel would agree that for the average Jew, for all of us, you know, we should go like Shammai, and we should be able to save for Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Reish Nun. V'eskimu harbi poskim shagam hillel moda shekedivrei Beis Shammai adifa tvei. Beis Shammai is better. Elo shaya boteach b'Hashem shebevada yasmin lo l'Shabbos mana yafem yishar yamim. He was sure. Ugdin l'chazig midas bitchono hayadoike. Aval v'shar kol adam she'ein bitchono chazak kol kach. We don't have such great bitachon. Gam hu moda dekeshamai adifa tvei. Therefore, save it from them. But again, the whole week one prepares. It's a beautiful Arachaim HaKadosh. The Arachaim says on Vishamru, in Parshas Kisisa, Vishamru v'nei Yisrael Shabbos, he connects, what is Vishamru? You guard the Shabbos. That's the Pashup shot. But if you look, he connects it, he has a long piece, but in one of his suggestions, he says it's like in Vayeshev, V'aviv Shamar Es Hadavar, right? Aviv, Yaakov Avinu waited. Shamar Es Hadavar, what does Rashi quote there? Yoshiv v'mitzapem masayavo. He sat with bated anticipation, wondering when is it going to come true. Yoshev Masab Masayav, because he knew something about the dreams. So the Arachayim HaKadosh says, Vishramru v'nei Yisrael Zashabbos. B'nei Yisrael are Yoshev Mitzape Masayav. The whole week they're thinking about Shabbos, Yoshev Mitzape. The Rav Melamed here in the Pnimi Halacha points out that this halacha might not be so lemaisa, because if you find something on Monday, save it for Shabbos. You'll find it on Wednesday in the store. You'll find it later on in the store. So yes, if there's a food item that always gets, you run out of it, and you see it earlier in the week, then sure, it applies. But it might not apply in that way, like in the days of old. That's number one, in terms of thinking about Shabbos the whole week. Number two, this is all within part two of our discussion, preparations for Shabbos right before Shabbos. Number two, Takanas Ezra, the end of Merubah, Baba Kama Pei Beis, the end of the seventh parak of Merubah. The Gemara lists off 10 Takanos of Ezra. 10 Takanos, laning by Mincha on Shabbos, laning every 3 days, a Bezdin Monday, Thursday, and also Mechapsim Mechamishim B'Shabbos, doing laundry on Thursday in order to have it ready for Shabbos. Rashi quotes there, Mechapsim Bigdehem L'Kavod Shabbos. Right, washing their clothes, getting ready for Shabbos. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes us in the first siman in Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Mem Beis, Mitakanas Ezra, Shiyamachapsim Begadim Bechamisha B'Shabbos, Mipnei Kavod Shabbos. So you have what to wear on Shabbos. What do I need to do on a Friday? Friday gets busy. Especially think of the days of old. They had to go down to the river, they wash the clothes. So you can't do it on Friday. You have other things to do. Mr. Brewer quotes, Avalo be'erev Shabbos, k'dei shiyu pinuyim l'tzatzik b'tzarchei Shabbos. On Friday you want to cook. On Friday you want to do all the others. Ulefiz etzorach lizar, shol leilich b'chaluk echad b'kama Shabbosos, k'dei shol lavar al takanas Ezra. Wow. You should have to have clean clothing. Takanas Ezra. That's a kiyum of the takanas Ezra. The Sharatzion also quotes that reason, that the reason it's done on Thursday is so that we could have other time for other preparations on Friday. Not like, the Sharatzion quotes, not like the Magen Avraham says that maybe the Takana was not to do it on Friday. No, the Takana was not to do it. The Takana was to do it on Thursday because you don't want to do it on Friday, not per se, but because you want to have room and time for all the other preparations that day. The Shmir Shabbos, Rav Neuwirth, wonders in Source 24, you have it there, Perek Membeis, V'yesh la'ayin im takanes Ezra noheges gamayom. Question, what about today? Right, you have to do it on a Thursday. Right, we have washing machines. So we could do everything on Friday and still have plenty of time. We could do everything together. Shekula mechapsim b'mechonas kvisa, vein lashosh yitrudim b'erev Shabbos. Right, there's no worry. You're going to say here, like we said earlier, that even though the reason doesn't apply, that takana, no, yesh lomar, divgim shenok et tamlu dvarav, here the reason was built in. The reason was built in. The yishlachsha shiimanu milahasi v'tzarchei Shabbos, in batla tham gamagzir batla. Sometimes it's so obvious part of it. Remember Tosfos in the base, I think around Daflamid or so, where Tosfos says that because nowadays nobody fixes instruments, so therefore you're allowed to clap. You're allowed to clap on Shabbos and dance on Shabbos. So Tosfos took a little heat from that, from the other poskim. But that was an extension of a din d'rabbanan. The din d'rabbanan to play music because you might come to fix musical instruments. And an extension of that is the d'rabbanan was clapping and dancing and all of that. And Tosfos says, because the reason doesn't apply, the extension doesn't apply either. Okay, but sometimes we find if the reason is so obviously built in, then the din wouldn't apply anymore. But again, that's only for the great poskim to tell us when that would apply. The Rav Avadia also writes in the next source that maybe Mistama it's mutter to do laundry on Friday if it's not going to take away from any of the other preparations. That's number two. Number three, so we spoke about getting ready, get special foods for Shabbos from the beginning of the week. Number two, laundry. Number three, Erev Shabbos, waking up early. The Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin, Amar Rav Chisda, La'olam Yashkim Adam Lotzar Shabbos, wake up early. The Haya Bayom Hashishi, wake up early on Friday in order to get everything ready. Rashi says, V'achinu Asasher Yavi La'alter B'Shas Ava'achana, wake up in the morning, going back to the mun, just like they woke up and got the mun ready, the double portion on Friday. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. It's Simon Reish Nun Yashkim Baboker B'Yom Hashishi L'Hakan Tzarchei Shabbos. Get ready, and there's a long Mishnah Berurah there in Simon Reish Nun. All beautiful halachas relating to Friday, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes: wake up early. What does that mean? Right after davening, go shopping. Don't wait. Haynu Miyad Achar Kriyas Shema V'Tfila. Achim Ru'ai. What if he has a chavrusa? Could he push it off? If you give a shir after davening, don't be mevatalit. But what if, by the time you get to the bakery, the challahs that you like are going to be gone? Could you go before davening? Usually you're not allowed to go before davening. You're not allowed to do anything before davening. Here is the Kavod Shabbos. So you could even do it before davening. Either push off the learning, wow, you could even be kone, go to the store before you daven, if it's a situation where what you want is not going to be left there. Maybe say kriyashma first, because you shouldn't do your own chafatzim before you daven, but this is chafzei shemayim, so it's mutter. But maybe just say kriyashma beforehand, just to be safe. The Shmir Shabbos quotes, and again, this really applies based on I would say on situation, is it better to buy things on Friday or to buy things on Thursday? Right? Maybe on Friday. So the Mishnah Berurah, Shmir Shabbos quotes, maybe better on Friday because then it's clearer that it's L'Tzarech Shabbos. Mutav liknos Tzarechi Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, B'lekos HaMeil Chamishi. Kivat Yimik, Be'erev Shabbos, Nikar Adavar. But sometimes the stores are crazy on Fridays. I would add that if it's Thursday also, you go to the store, it's packed. So it's also the Kavod Shabbos. You could just add, you could say, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this also, you should say when you buy Zelo Kavod Shabbos. Zelo Kavod Shabbos, that already makes it clear. So therefore, again,
certain things on Friday, if you want to go buy the something that's fresh and the kugel and the fresh challahs, so then definitely one should be involved on Friday in this regard. But you know, one has the flexibility to do it on earlier as well, especially if one has to pace themselves in terms of what you're going to get on Thursday, and then Friday you have to go back for the things that you forgot. But most people, I think, Bizman Azeh, do most of the shopping beforehand. And that's already L'Kavod Shabbos. It is okay. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Arizal about tasting the Shabbos food to make sure. Right, so that's a little oneg itself. That's because I love the food. But the Arizal quotes to make sure it tastes good. Mitzvah litom mikol tafshel by Erev Shabbos. This is the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Arizal kedei lataknan yafe kahogan. Because you want to make sure it tastes good before you serve an amazing meal. You want to make sure it tastes good. And it's alluded to in Toameha Chaim Zachu. Right, Toameha Chaim Zachu. They'll be zochet to life. But again, I think this isn't one of the harder ones. You know, but we should have a kavana. Right, usually we just have the special Erev Shabbos food. But we should have the kavana. Oh, it's great. You know, it's great for Shabbos. Good. Next. The Gemara in Kiddushin, the beginning of the second parak, Daf Mem Aleph, has the principle of Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo B'Shlucha. The Mishnah tells us that a man could get married either personally or he could send a shliach to get married. So the Gemara says, if he could send a shliach, then obviously he could do it himself. What's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, Mitzvah Bo, Yoser Mi B'Shlucha, is for him to do it himself more than with a shliach. And what's fascinating is that principle is only applied to two mitzvahs. In all of Shas, right there, condition Mem Aleph. Number one, getting married, assuming that's a mitzvah. Machlokas Rambam Rush, but assuming it's a mitzvah, it sounds like it's a mitzvah there, Rambam. And getting ready for Shabbos. Ki hadar of Safra, Machresha, Rafa, Malach, Shibuta. The great Amoraim were personally involved in getting the food ready. Right, Rav Safra salted the head of the fish, and Rava Malach, or the he burned the head of the sheep, and Rava was salted the fish, Malach, Shibuta. Mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha. It's better to do it yourself. And there's a beautiful Rashi there. Rashi, Kedushin, Mem Aleph. Why should you do it yourself? Tachi asik gufo b'mitzvos mikabel schar tfei. When you're personally involved in mitzvahs, you get tremendous schar. When you're osik personally b'mitzvahs. Beautiful. That's Rashi. A lot could be said about that Rashi. The question that's asked by the poskim, though, is Rav Safra, Rav Yosef, they were busy learning Torah. They were Torasu Umnaso. They were learning every second, but everybody else couldn't have taken care of it. Right? There are other people that could have salted the fish or cooked the meat. What were they doing in the kitchen? Why isn't it a mitzvah she'ef shalasos adeacherim? Isn't that the usual rule that Talmud Torah, you usually have the principle of osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, but that doesn't apply to Talmud Torah if it's ef shalasos adeacherim, if someone else could do the mitzvah. So here, can someone else do the mitzvah? So the Shaar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom of the page, and the Shaar HaTzion quotes two different days. He says, number one, maybe this is a mitzvah shebegufo. You can't tell somebody else to put tefillin on for you. You can't tell somebody else to put sit in the sukkah for you. Mitzvah shebegufo is not transferable. Kavod Shabbos is mitzvah shebegufo. Wow. Yesh lomar tadafka mitzvah she'ein mutelas al gufo. Right, if it's a mitzvah that I don't have to do, then I can transfer to somebody else. But Masha'en came bezesh ha'kavod haShabbos mutelas al gufo memela mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucha. Number one, it's a mitzvah shebegufa. Number two, le'inyin kavod Shabbos amrinan kein dechamira. Shabbos is different. It's more chamor. So it's similar ideas, but one is a more categorical. It's like a mitzvah shebegufo, like tefillin, like sukkah. And number two, it's unique about. Unique about Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Yashkin baboker b'yom shishi, lahachin tzarchei Shabbos, v'yafilu yesh lo kam avadim l'shamsho. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this lashon of the Gemara, of mitzvah bo yizmei b'shlucho. Yishtadel lahachin ba'atzmo shum davar. He should try himself. He should personally try himself to be involved in the Kavod Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes these stories. That Rav Chisda used to cut the vegetables, Rabbi Rav Yosef the wood, v'chulu. This is Kavod. And this is not beneath. Somebody would say, oh, this is beneath the Kavod of a great Gadol Adar. No, it's not beneath the Kavod. Remember, David HaMelech was Mecharker and Mefazbeis. David HaMelech danced in front of the Aaron. And even though his wife, Bashol, right, Micha Bashol, what are you doing? It's not Kavodik. David says, this is the greatest Kavod in the world. The greatest covenant in the world is to do and act and sweat for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to do it yourself. And the Mishnah Berurah there quotes, especially on the winter months where help is needed and Shabbos comes quickly. I'm in 36. You got to act. You got to run. Shabbos is a busy time. There is a surprising Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, that I, why do you find that the, you know, the way you read the Parsha Pinat HaGemara is that you see these two great rabbis, and it must be everybody did it, and we're saying even these two great rabbis did it. The Rechad Shulchan says, why only these two rabbis? What about everybody else? And why do we find that many men are not in the kitchen on Friday? Says the Rechad Shulchan, Ishtokugufo. Right, so what does he mean? That's a halachic legal principle in terms of Pasal La'edus. It must mean that, you know, everybody has the various responsibilities in the house. And I'm yotzei it through my wife. So that's a chiddush of ishtokugufo, I think, in general, in our generation. In our day and age, we should not rely on that ishtokugufo. We should dafka be involved in the physical getting ready, whether it's cooking, whether it's cleaning, anything that we could be involved in. And the Bir Halacha, again, quotes what I just mentioned for the Chavos Yair of Yair Bachrach, one of the great poskim of the end of the 1600s. I think he was Nifter in 1702 or something like that, that this is not beneath anybody's coven. Not beneath anybody's coven in order to be able to do it for Hashem. Okay, that is all part two. So we spoke about taking trips and doing things on during the week to influence Shabbos. Number two, we spoke about preparing for Shabbos, laundry, and tasting the food, and Mitzvah Yosemite Bishlucho. Next, third out of four. So, eating a meal on Friday. So, the Rambam lists off in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Galamed, he goes through all the things that are covered Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon in Hilchos Yontif says, if you look closely at the Rambam, everything that you do on Friday before Shabbos is covered Shabbos. Everything that you do on Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos. So eating the food and sleeping and taking a nice walk, that's all Oneg. Taking a shower and setting the table and cleaning up, all of that on Friday is covered Shabbos. So most of the covered Shabbos is what you do. There's one thing that you don't do. Not eating a big meal on Friday, that is L'Kavod Shabbos, right? When you're going out to a big restaurant one night, so you skip lunch. Because you want to be able to eat with a brand. You want to be able to eat. You know, you're going to this fancy restaurant, I'm going to skip lunch. So on Shabbos, not to eat on Friday, to go in, as the Mishnah says at the beginning of Arei Pesachim, one should eat, one shouldn't eat on the Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos, so you go into Shabbos, kishuhu, with a taiva, with an appetite. The Gemara in Gittin even tells a scary story, where in Gittin Lamedches, that there was a family in Yerushalayim that used to be Koveya Su'uda on Friday. Rashi has 2 days what that means, but one of them is that they used to eat a big meal Friday afternoon, and that family was uprooted. Shtei Ne'akru, right? The family, another family did something else, but that's one of these two sources. One shouldn't be eating a lot on Friday. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, and the Magid Mishnah clarifies that there are really three halachos that are at play here. Number one, a unusually large meal, that's also the whole day. Right, the Rambam says, also like Vosu, the Mishnah Bear of Shabbos, but they cover Shabbos. And the Mishnah, Magad Mishnah explains that. An unusual huge meal that you never, all of a sudden you make a big party on Friday, you can't do that, number one. On the opposite extreme, regular eating, it doesn't say anywhere you're supposed to fast before Shabbos. You're not supposed to go into Shabbos fasting, right? Only when Asar B'Teves, which is the only fast that can fall out on Friday, does. That's the only time. You're going to leave by Yachal, by Mincha, but you're not supposed to go into Shabbos fasting. So regular eating without Kfiya Suda is mutter the whole day. So a unusually big meal is usher the whole day. Snacking and regular eating is mutter the whole day. What's the issue? Being Koveya Asuda late in the day. The Rambam says, a person should not be Koveya Suda ben a Mincha v'lamala. Ben a Mincha v'lamala, which means here, Mincha Ketana, right, 9.5 hours into the halachic day, one shouldn't be koveya asuda at that time, right? Because that's l'kavod Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. What are the reasons? So pashtus is, as we just said, to keep the appetite, right? That was the language of the Mishnah in Psachim. The Mishnah, Bir Halacha in 45, the Bir Halacha in Siman Reish Mem Tes quotes from the Prima Gadim that it's also a little zilzal, right? It's like treating Friday like any other day of the week. Not only to go in with an appetite, but it should be clear that this is a different day of the week than every other day. Another idea could be that if you sit down at a big meal, you know, that your Tzarchei Shabbos are not going to be done. So similar to why you don't do laundry on Friday, you shouldn't be having big meals on Friday. So again, one has to use their head. One has to go into Shabbos when one is has an appetite. So the Ramah quotes in Reish Mem Tes, in this Simon, look, if there's no choice, let's say the Bris Milah falls out on Friday. A pigeon at bed falls out on Friday. That's okay. First of all, it's better to do that in the morning, right? Most people can do that in the morning, and then it's okay. Even if it's a Milah Shalom Bezmana, if the earliest time is to have it on Friday, so then it is okay, it is mutter, but as the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikam makam lechadchila mitzvah lakdima b'shachris mishum kavet Shabbos. Mishum kavet Shabbos, b'diyevi yachol lasos v'afilu mimircho l'mala. Rav Shlomo Zalman got married on a Friday, Purim. So it was, they didn't have any money, so they used the one big meal. It was Purim, it was the wedding, it was Shabbos, one big meal. But again, the key is to go into Shabbos with an appetite. Again, sometimes it gets a little tricky when you have, let's say, a Yontif on Friday. So, or Shabbos, or Yontif on Sunday. So you have to have Shalashudis. Because all these halachas don't only apply to Erev Shabbos, they apply to Erev Yontif. So the discussion in the poskim about that. It also might depend who you are. Sometimes if you're a teenage boy, you could eat a ton at 4 p.m. and then still be famished and have a huge appetite at 7:30, 8 o'clock when one comes home. So again, even if one wants to eat a lot, it seems like one shouldn't be koveya sudo, like washing. One shouldn't wash so close to Shabbos, even if one's a teenage boy and you're going to have plenty of appetite. You know, just a snack. You can snack a lot, but snack. But as long as you keep the appetite and treat it like a different day, so then it is okay. Fine. Fourth and final discussion for today, and that is, what about other malachas and traveling on Friday? Right, very, very lamaisa. First of all, malacha. The Mishnah Psachim and Daf Nun, beginning of that parak of Makam Shinagu, says that one shouldn't be doing malacha on Erev Shabbos. Ha'osim malacha b'Erev Shabbos yom tovim in mincha v'lamala. If you're doing malacha late on Friday or Erev Yontif, eino roa simin bracha. Which is the lashon of, it's not asur, but, you know, one doesn't see a simin bracha. The question is, min mincha v'lamala. We know there are two minchas. Right, so which mincha are we talking about? That's the machlokas we've shown him. The Mordechai says, mincha gedola. Wow, that's a big chumrah. Mincha gedola, the Mordechai im sachim, Rebbe's Tarsfresh Gimel. Right, he says, mincha ratzalamar, mincha gedola, seo chatziyom. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Rebbe Eliezer Mizrahi, right, one of the early achronim on the border, right, one of the earlier commentaries on Rashi, says, no, he's a mincha katana. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Bodeas in Reish Nun Aleph Sif Aleph Ha'osem Malacha Be'erev Shabbos Ben Amincha V'Lamala Eino Roe Simin Bracha Yesh Mefarshim Mincha Gedola V'Yesh Mefarshim Mincha Kitana. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes Bodeas in Simin Reish Nun Aleph Sif Aleph, but the Mishnah Berurah says Yesh Mi'amal Lismach. Yesh Mi'amal Lismach. If one wants to rely on the later time. But what does this mean, Lamaisa? What kind of a malacha? Well, we can't go to work on Friday. Everybody goes to work on Friday in Chutz Laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, generally Friday is an off day for many. But what kind of malacha? So the Ramah quotes there on the, right, in Reish Nun Aleph, on this simin, V'dav k'shoseh malacha derech keva. What malacha are we talking about? If you're doing a real malacha of kfiyas, like you're at business, you're doing business deals. But also, it's a derech harai lefi shah v'lokava aleshari. Malacha doesn't mean malacha like on Shabbos, right? You can write a letter, right? You could send an email. If you need to fix something, you're not doing malacha like at work that you might get carried away, and that's a bizarre. You're totally not focusing on Shabbos. No, any little things are okay. Rav Avadi in the Alkid Yosef says, because they can say malacha derech keva, avol mutter lasses malacha derech harai. You can go lichtov igeres lachaveiro. To write a letter to my friend, O Litvar. These were the big malachas in those days. O Litvar, kaftar bibigdo, to sew a button. O Litak and Litvar is bigdo. Right, anything like that. Short, easy activities are entirely permitted. It's only very extensive labors. Right, that's not shouldn't be done late on a Friday, unless it's l'shem Shabbos. Right, if it's l'shem Shabbos, if it's needed for Shabbos, so then that's mutter. Right, even if it's a little more, let's say the Shulchan Aruch says l'takin begad of a kalev zorach Shabbos, doing a wash, that's mutter kolayom, or some being metakin somebody else's beged. Right, maybe you shouldn't take money for it. The details are discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, unless it's clear that it's for Shabbos. Clear it's for Shabbos. Right, the Mishnah Berurah quotes. What about haircuts? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that a haircut clearly it's l'shem Shabbos. Vatam denira, says the Mishnah Berurah, to call sha'osa hamistapir l'tzorach Shabbos v'lachein shari. V'lo dami l'tikun bagad, that maybe fixing clothing isn't as clear, right, in terms of taking money for it and considering it a malacha. Again, we have to look at all the details, exactly when paying makes it into a malacha. But anything l'shem Shabbos for sure is mutter. The Rav Avadia says, if you need an electrician or another handyman to come to fix something in the shul or in the house for Shabbos, then for sure it's okay, because
that is not the malacha that is being discussed by the Mishnah. So again, what does this mean? Many people are at work until 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock on Friday. So again, as long as it's not the mincha ketana, once you get the mincha ketana, everybody should not be at work anymore by mincha ketana, right? We should be stopping earlier, getting ready for Shabbos, right? We can't rush into Shabbos. Can't rush into Shabbos. That's not appropriate, right? The quotes later on, Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful thought. It's quoted in various places, but you can look at it later on. In source number 71, Rav Soloveitchik said, "True, there are Jews in America who observe Shabbos, but it is not for Shabbos that my heart aches. It is for the forgotten Erev Shabbos. There are Shabbos observing Jews in America, but there are no Erev Shabbos Jews who go out to greet the Shabbos with beating hearts and pulsating souls. There are many who observe the precepts with their hands, with their feet, and with their mouths. But there are few indeed who truly know the meaning of the service of the heart." So one has to recognize the idea of getting ready for Shabbos. One can't expect rushing into Shabbos. You rush into a fancy a meeting. You rush into anything. It's not going to be as fruitful and as meaningful. Finally, the last section that we'll deal with today is all traveling on Erev Shabbos. Also, very lamaisa. The Gemara in Sukkah, Da Bem Dalet, is very limiting. The Gemara says that a person on Friday, Al Yahalichal de Barvi Shabbosos, Yoser mi Gimel Parsos. Person shouldn't travel more than 3 Parsos, which is about 12 kilometers, on a Friday. What? What does that mean? How are we supposed to deal with that? The Shulchan Aruch quotes this also. Enochin Be'erev Shabbos, Yoser mi Gimel Parsos. Why? The Shulchan Aruch quotes that the chashash here is based on the Rishonim is that if you get to a place close to Shabbos, they're not going to know you were coming. They didn't prepare food for you. What's going to be? You have to get there early enough to prepare food for yourself. Says the Shmir Shabbos. Right, so he's not talking. The Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim are talking about traffic jams. They're not talking about that issue, which we'll talk about. But they're talking about they're not going to know that they have food ready. So the Shmir Shabbos says, obviously nowadays, this halacha, again, this wasn't a takana kavua, but it was this halacha wouldn't apply, says the Mishmir Shabbos, 62. If people don't know you're coming. But if you're going to be a guest somewhere, you can go far on Friday. Or wherever you go, and most people have plenty, they have extra. Even if you come, they can fit in another chair, another person. So therefore, ain is harm lahak, but alor chaderech. That is not the issue. The problem, though, the more potential issue is traffic and other mishaps that might happen on Friday. Says the Mishnah Berura there in Reish Mem Tesef Gimel ubahar beachronim reisi shakasu to be called makom zarak lizar lechachila shelo yelech o yisad samach leerev b'shekama pamim nechshalam adezeh. There could be michsholim, the horse could break his leg, and the wagon wheel could break, and there could be snow and ice, and he could get lost. So many things. Pam yerejelo yilam alone, basically you're not going to get there until dark right away. You're going to be carrying the things. It could lead to so many problems, says the Mishnah Berura. And the Aruch HaShulchan also, he quotes beautiful, he says, what's going to happen? The train, the wagons, you got to go early. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Lachenim Yirelo Shebias HaMesilu Karlo Shkias HaChama. If you see that the train is only going to get there very close, Aruch HaShulchan, right? He's a Navardic in the turn of the century, into the 20th century. You got to be, don't take the last train. Don't take the last flight. And he quotes amazingly, V'al pi rov HaSatan Mekatreg Be'erev Shabbos. The Satan is out in strong. On Friday afternoon, he knows people are at their wits' end. People, it's very pressurized. The Satan tries his best to cause chaos and screaming. I once heard, why is it? Because that's exactly the time when Adam and Chava got thrown out of Gan Eden. Right, late in the day on Friday. That's when he got thrown out. So it's in the Bria that there's potential problems with Shalom Bayis and potential problems with people getting upset at each other. So we have to do extra, above and beyond, extra Zahirus. Yes, Baruch Hashem, ways. Gets a lot of credit for saving some Shabbosos and getting there, but we can't rely on that. We have to go early enough in order to make sure that we're there benachas. We have to do what we can to try to be there as much as we can. And that's what the Shmir Shabbos also says. You have to be worried about traffic. And the in Source 66, Rabbi Heber, he says, ideally set aside double the amount of time it normally takes for Friday travel.
and take into account a possible bus or rail mechanical delay or highway traffic jam with traffic at a standstill and no good alternate route. Sometimes, Rahman al-Islam, the best of plans were still stuck. But he says double the amount of time one should try to do. Again, just maybe one other point of thought from the, it's not in the packets here, but a Sfas Emes. The Medrash tells us in Parshas Emor, Lakachtem Lachem Bayom HaRishon, take on the first day, which is Sukkis. So the Medrash says, Rishon Lecheshben Avonos. It's the first for the Cheshben Avonos, first time you could sin. What does that mean? So the Medrash says, the whole Elul, we're doing Shuva, we're focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Rosh Hashanah, and then we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and then we have Aseret Shuva, and we're focusing on the Shabbos Shuva, and we're focusing on Yom Kippur, unbelievable! And then between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, there's so rushed to Sukkot and Dalan Minim, and there's so much going on. Finally, Sukkot comes. We sit in our sukkah, we relax a little bit. The first time you could do a sin in a month and a half is the first day of Sukkot. So that's why it's Rishon Lecheshben Avonos. Really, it's the 15th of Tishrei. No, Rishon Lecheshben Avonos. Ask the Sfas Emes and Parshas Hazinu, I don't understand. Up until now, the past 5 days, you've been preparing for Sukkot, right? So all of a sudden, now you're actually sitting in the sukkah. So now you're going to tell me that it's more of a chashash of a sin? You're actually doing the mitzvah now. Up until now, it was just the preparing. Says the Sfas Emes, is unbelievable. Sometimes the preparation of an event, or even the preparation of a mitzvah, can have a greater lasting effect on me than the mitzvah itself. Yes, sukkah is great, but it could be that preparing and the schwitzing and the getting everything done beforehand. It's so many events that they come and they go so quickly. It's the preparation, getting ready for it, that is what is so transformative to our lives. So we have to make sure that we do that, as we spoke about today, all the halachas relating to Erev Shabbos, recognize that, that's what it's all about. It's all about making sure that we're ready for Shabbos properly, in time, thinking about it from the whole week. B'ez Hashem, we should all be zochet to wonderful, amazing, fulfilling Shabbosos in that way. Baruch Hashem, this was our haschala to the Tzurva Me'arbana program, the shir accompanying the volume number 16. Again, this was the first shir, Hilcha Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, we hope that everyone stays with us during this amazing series. Okay, we'll stop here.